From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, reconsidering the wisdom of lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court. First, the lead, Washington. Formalities, but not much suspense today for President Bush's nominee to replace Colin Powell as Secretary of State. Condoleezza Rice appeared at a hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. On her expected confirmation, she'll become the first African-American woman to serve as America's top diplomat. Here she is in her opening statement.
September 11, 2001 was a defining moment for our nation and for the world. Under the vision and leadership of President Bush, our nation has risen to meet the challenges of our time, fighting tyranny and terror and securing the blessings of freedom and prosperity for a new generation. The work that America and our allies have undertaken and the sacrifices we have made have been difficult and necessary and right. Now is the time to build on these achievements, to make the world safer, and to make the world more free. We must use American diplomacy to help create a balance of power in the world that favors freedom. The time for diplomacy is now.
Condoleezza Rice testifying before the Senate this morning. NPR's Michelle Kellerman's covering the hearings. She joins us from Washington. Michelle, it seems everybody is expecting this confirmation to go right through. How is she being received by the committee?
Well, because everybody expects her to be confirmed and they want to have good relations with her, no one seems ready to really ruffle her feathers. She was introduced by California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who described her as a friend and said she had the skill, judgment, and poise to lead. And she said Rice also has the deep and personal trust of the president, and that's a real asset. We've also heard from ranking Democrat Joseph Biden, who said that he intends to vote for her. Just a short while ago, though, we did hear some sharp words, and that those were from the former presidential candidate John Kerry, and he said he had reservations about Rice's candidacy. He insisted it was not for personal reasons, but because of the decisions that were made by this administration in the past 4 years, and he focused mainly on Iraq. He said he was quite disturbed by some of the answers Dr. Rice gave today about Iraq when she suggested that, for instance, the troop levels were correct, that she wouldn't have done things differently.
We'll probably hear more questions on Iraq throughout the day. She's going to be there for a while. But early on, she defined three major tasks facing the U.S. in the world today. So let's listen to just what she had to say as she's putting out what she thinks her tasks are going to be.
First, we will unite the community of democracies in building an international system that is based on shared values and the rule of law. Second, we will strengthen the community of democracies to fight the threats to our common security and alleviate the hopelessness that feeds terror. And third, we will spread freedom and democracy throughout the globe. That is the mission that President Bush has set for America in the world, and it's the great mission of American diplomacy today.
Michelle, it sounds as though she's putting a lot more faith in diplomacy than some would say the Bush White House has over the last 3 or 4 years.
That seems to be one of the main goals. I mean, certainly in her opening remarks, she was stressing that she plans to spend a lot of time repairing alliances. She talked about working with NATO, the European Union. She said no nation can build a safer world alone, and that is a core conviction of hers. But she spoke quite broadly about this and didn't say, you know, how specifically she hopes to repair ties that were badly damaged over Iraq. She also kept up this Bush administration's line about spreading democracy in the Middle East, and she said that the U.S. would stand by the people of Iraq and Afghanistan as a part of this.
Any surprises so far?
Not really. I mean, Senator Kerry came forward pretty strongly asking questions about mistakes he felt were made on Iraq and specifically about this issue of reaching out to alliances. He questioned her on why the U.S. hasn't taken up all the offers that it has received from European countries, from Arab countries who are particularly interested in doing more training. He also said that U.S. policy is increasing the insurgency in Iraq, making it more dangerous, and pressed her on that. But for the most part, we're hearing questions, you know, from each senator raising issues of their own concern, from Chairman Richard Lugar's attempts to continue work on helping Russia dismantle or safeguard nuclear, biological, chemical arsenals, to Joseph Biden, who's the ranking Democrat, his questions about the training of security forces in Iraq.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Washington, diplomatic correspondent covering the hearings for Dr. Rice today. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.